summer camp, we send our young people to summer camp every year. Let me tell you, mums, dads, auntie, uncles, everyone, it is not a holiday, okay? So if any of the young people say, I'm going to summer camp, don't think that we're just going to let them chill out on a beach for a week. It is very full on, and it should be full on. So we try to equip the young people. We do devotionals in the morning to set them up the right way, which hopefully they won't just keep at summer camp. They will keep doing that every single morning for the rest of their lives. We worship with them. We praise with them. We pray for them. There were small groups happening. And in these groups, let me tell you, the conversations that those young people can have, don't underestimate these young people. I have full confidence in the next generation rising up. Their questions and their conversations even had me stepping back going, whoa, let me think about this. Let me get scripture for this, because they've got questions and ideas, and they've got a voice. They've got a voice. So don't think that when you send them to summer camp, it's going to be a holiday. Yes, there's lots of fun. There's swimming. There's tribal wars. There's lots of rapping. What would you call the B-I-G thing? I'm trying to be cool. It's not working. But yeah, so there's lots of things that happen that are fun. Of course it's fun. They have a great time. But also we want to equip them. We want to give them all the spiritual tools. So this year's summer camp was based on the scripture in Luke. Luke 46. Can I have it on the screen? Was it 48? It's on our T-shirts. I did tell people that we'd explain the T-shirts. So summer camp was about equipping the young people in the storms of life, which, who's had storms in life? I mean, the Bible teaches us that being a Christian is not going to, like, God's not going to stop our storms, right? But we're trying to teach these young people the way to go, okay? So why do you keep calling on me the Lord when it's not the one I want? So it says stand firm because it is well built. So we want our young people all to stand firm because they know where they're stood. They're stood on the word. They're clung on to Jesus. They know their Father in heaven and they've got a personal relationship with him. And that's what we want for every single young person. In fact, that's what we want for all our children. That's why we do what we do. That's why we have kids' church. That's why we run summer camp. That's why every week we do Trailblazers, because we want the young people to stand firm. Firm in their faith. And sometimes when the world is shouting so much at them, and the world is big, and we've got to remember that it's a fallen world, we need to remember that, because we want everyone to stand firm. We don't want them shaken. We don't want them rocked. So that was what the week was about. And if I think about my journey, lots of people have had an impact. Church leaders have had an impact, and they've spoken to me, and I've remembered those conversations. Now, I might not have remembered those conversations straight away. I might have had a conversation and looked like I got saved when I was 17. So, I mean, I'm sure I had lots of conversations with some people full of wisdom, that they're imparting in me, and I was just like, I just want to go and talk to my friends. But years later, months later, I remembered what they said to me. Wait, that's wisdom. That's from the Bible, and I want that. So what I want to say to you, church, what I want to encourage you to do is talk to our young people. You know, I know that you've got stories. I know that you've got testimonies. I know that you have seen visions. I know that you can share these things with the young people. You know, there's a gap. There's a gap because we're not sharing, and they're thinking, well, they don't do anything for them, so they're not going to do anything, like God's not going to do anything for me. No, I know that God's done things for you, and I want the young people to stand there and say, well, if they've done that for them, God's going to do it for me. And that's about standing firm. So they've come back from summer camp, and they are full of fire. They've got fire in their bellies. They want to chase God. And let me tell you, the young people are curious. They're curious, and they're for God. And we want to keep that fire going. And so I'm going to encourage you, when you say, oh, my testimony's rubbish, like, and we've all done it. We've all gone, oh, yeah, compared to that testimony, mine's not great. And I've done it myself. I'm like, well, I was a youth. I came through youth. Now I'm a leader. It's like, who wants to hear that? The youth are bored of that. But no, actually, I think we need to validate and remember our testimonies and be able to share it, because no testimony is void. God did that for us. God did it. So we need to now pass it on to the younger generations. One very elderly lady said to me once, We come into the world with absolutely nothing. We haven't got anything. But what we can leave with is faith. We can cling on to Jesus. And that was a lady that was not in, she wasn't in our church. And she was someone that I could go to, and we had great faith talks. And she was 83 when we were having these faith talks, and I was about 18. So I really want to encourage this congregation. We are a generational church. We have got babies in the back. We have got young people. We have got children. We have got older people. And we've all been through these storms. And we have all tried to stand firm. And that's what the young people need to hear. They need to hear our stories. They need to hear how we did it. Because if God did it for us, he can do it for them. And I don't want to kind of hear the, well, we struggled so they can struggle. That's what I've heard said in the past. No, I want them to have better than what I had. And I actually came for youth and had a really good, I'm getting emotional again, sorry. I want the youth to have such a good time in church, building up their faith. You know, when they sit here and they say, that person spoke to me, spoke wisdom, prayed over me, that person did, that person did. That person gave me a fist pump every time I came to church. That person gave me a high five. Like Paige's story, like that's what I want for our young people. I want it to be better than we've experienced. And can I now? I'm just going to end. But I really want the band to come up again and sing the blessing song, because it's about generation and generation and your family and your children and your children's children. And whoever can read that scripture now without singing it, because I can't, because the song naturally comes to me when I'm reading the scripture. But yeah, it's about invitation. Invite those young people to know a bit more about your journey. If you don't talk to the young people because they're on their phones and they're hiding in the corner, or you think they're too busy to talk to you, they're not. They're not. Their phones are a distraction, and that's what we removed at summer camp. We removed all their distractions. So I just encourage you, motivate our youth. Keep that motivation, keep that fire burning, because if we don't, then we've dropped the baton. You know, when you run and you pass the baton on, there's going to be a gap. And if they don't feel encouraged, they don't feel motivated in their faith, they're going to go the other way. Also on that, I just really want to quickly say, young people are not predictable. You might have a teenager at home and you are saying, I'm going to church. You come in and they say no. I really feel like God's such a gracious God, and he invites us. He invites us. You know, we didn't force the young people to do devotionals every morning at summer camp. They just rocked up. They wanted it. On Friday, they came back from summer camp, and Lyndon and I said, Trailblazers tonight, we need to plan for Sunday, but they're tired, they've got washing, parents have got to unload their suitcases and do some washing. Do you know what? Those young people were here, and they were telling us what they wanted this service to look like. They had a voice, and they were telling us. So it's an invitation. We invited them in. Do you want a plan? They were here. And I think for the young people that are a bit lost at the moment and don't come to church, it's just letting them know. The best part of my week, my working week, I work in a mainstream secondary school. I've got a tutor group. Best part of my week is when someone in my tutor group says, oh, miss, what did you do at the weekend? Because I can then go, oh, me and my family went to church. we did this. And I love saying that because I know that's a seed. That's a seed. Oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, are you asking me? I'm going to church with my family. You know, that's a seed. I'm planting a seed. So God invites us. And that's all you're doing when you're saying, I'm going to church. I'm doing this with church. Is you're inviting those teenagers and you're planting those seeds. So don't be discouraged because God does the work. God will get them back. Okay? But you're planting those seeds. I can't do this service without crying. Sorry. But yes, I just want to leave you with this blessing song because it's talking about families and generations, and we do not want that fire to go out and to leave this generation because they've got something, and they are going to bring it. We've just got to be a part of that, and we've got to motivate them, and we've got to encourage them in their faith because there will be storms, and we want them to stand firm.